From Illinois Public Media, this is the 21st show of Program Connecting Illinois, the 21st State. I'm Reginald Hardwick, in for Brian Mackey. As we go to air, tributes are pouring into the Vatican. Pope Francis has died at age 88. The first pontiff from the Americas charmed the world with his humble style and concern for the poor, but alienated many conservatives with critiques of capitalism and climate change. Francis made his last public appearance yesterday, Easter Sunday, when he emerged to bless thousands of people in St. Peter's Square. Later, he met with Vice President J.D. Vance, who converted to Catholicism 7 years ago. Today, Cardinal Blaise Supich, the Archbishop of Chicago and a member of the College of Cardinals, the group that will help elect the next pope, talked with NPR's Morning Edition.
Well, I think what he wanted to do was to bring forward the inspiration of the Second Vatican Council and put it into practice. But a core aspect of his ministry really is rooted in the gospel, and that is the gospel of the mercy that God gives us and offers us. He pointed out that Jesus always took the first step to go after people, and that's how the church should work as well. We should be a field hospital, making sure that we're going out to people to offer them the care and the mercy of God.
What does that mean for people who are not clerics, people in their daily lives?
Well, I think it's rooted in an understanding that he had of himself, that he was chosen to take on the role that he did in the life of the church as an ordained person because he himself experienced the mercy of God. And he wanted everybody else to also have that experience so that they would show mercy to one another. Our world is a lot better off when we cut each other a little bit of slack, when we give another person another chance, when we show mercy. So many of the conflicts in the world and in our own families can be overcome if we follow that way of that he offered to us.
That was Cardinal Blaise Supich, the Archbishop of Chicago and a member of the College of Cardinals, speaking with Steve Inskeep on NPR's Morning Edition just hours ago. The Vatican says the general public likely can begin paying final respects to Pope Francis starting Wednesday in St. Peter's Basilica. In a change ordered by Francis, the Pope's body will be placed in a wooden coffin facing the pews. No date for the funeral has been announced, but it must be held between 4 and 6 days after the death. In response to the passing of Pope Francis, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said in a statement, Pope Francis showed the world how to lead with empathy and humility. Extending a hand to help anyone in need, the People's Pope inspired millions who drew strength and compassion from him to embrace peace. May his memory be a blessing. And U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, who is Catholic, wrote, We have lost the messenger, but we must hold fast to the message of Pope Francis to love and respect one another. In a world of hate and fear, Pope Francis' message of peace and understanding is needed now more than ever. We should honor the Pope with a Francis Day of world peace, stop the bombing in Ukraine and Gaza, feed the dying in Sudan and around the globe, and show kindness to one another. You can continue to listen to this NPR station for more coverage of the passing of Pope Francis at the age of 88, and we'll have more Illinois reaction on this moment in history in the days ahead here on the 21st Show.